Right. Let's unpack this. We're looking at a company today called Funnel Clarity. And if you operate anywhere near the sales world, you've probably heard the name.
Oh, absolutely.
They're a high-level training and coaching firm, and their whole promise is incredibly enticing. Earn more revenue per sales rep.
It's the golden promise of the industry, isn't it? Everyone wants more efficiency from the team they already have.
And looking at their materials, they have the goods to back it up. I went through their library and it is absolutely stacked. They've got guides on fearless prospecting, courses on consultative sales, training for disruptive selling. It's deep, expert-level stuff, but, and here's where it gets really interesting for our deep dive today, they're facing the same problem every content-heavy business faces.
Content saturation.
Well, saturation, but also just the physics of consumption. You have all this expertise, but how do you actually get people to consume it? I mean, who has time to read a 40-page PDF on objection handling between calls?
That is the bottleneck.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating one because it's not about a lack of knowledge. Funnel Clarity has the knowledge. It's sitting right there in PDFs, in blog posts, in white papers. The real problem is production capacity.
Right.
Traditionally, if you want to take that text and turn it into the formats people actually want today, video for their social feed, audio for their commute, you're looking at a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, let's break that down because usually to go from, say, a text manual to a podcast, that requires what, four different teams?
At least. You need an editorial team to script it, an audio team to record and mix, a video team, a social team to chop it all up.
It's expensive and slow.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it's linear, labor intensive. If you want to double your output, you usually have to double your headcount. But today, we're going to explore a solution that completely flips that model on its head. We're looking at the Auto Content API.
Now, when I hear API, I usually think of a simple connector, you know, something that just moves data from A to B. But this claims to be something else entirely.
Think of it less like a connector and more like an industrial engine for content transformation. The whole mission for this deep dive is to explore exactly how a company like Funnel Clarity can use this API to decouple their content creation from human time constraints.
Decouple from human time. I like that.
We're talking about turning their static sales training materials into a dynamic multimedia growth engine, all without hiring a single new producer.
Okay, so let's start with the core of what Funnel Clarity does, training. They have these incredibly dense, valuable manuals, things like the Sales Training Selection Guide.
Great stuff, but dense.
Right. And let's be honest, sales reps are busy. They run on caffeine and adrenaline. They're on the road. They're between meetings.
They are rarely sitting at a desk with an hour to just read.
So how does this API actually help that rep who is driving to a client meeting and literally cannot read a PDF?
This is where we get into what the documentation calls the Notebook LM API alternative. Now, you might know the consumer version of Notebook LM, where you upload a doc and get an AI summary. But for a business like Funnel Clarity, a manual upload process just doesn't scale. You need it integrated. You need it to be programmatic.
So, practically speaking, walk me through it. What happens to that sales training selection guide?
Well, Funnel Clarity can programmatically feed their manuals into the Auto Content API. And the system doesn't just do a simple text-to-speech, it transforms it. It identifies the key arguments, the counterpoints, the actionable tips. Then it generates an engaging two-person dialogue podcast.
A two-person dialogue.
Yeah, imagine two AI hosts discussing the finer points of consultative selling, debating the tactics, highlighting key takeaways. It makes it digestible.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here. We've all heard AI voices. Is this going to sound like my GPS reading a textbook? Because if I'm a sales rep and I hear a robotic monotone, I'm turning it off in 30 seconds.
That's a fair skepticism, but the tech has moved so fast. We are not talking about the robotic voices of 2020. The API uses advanced synthesis that includes breath, pacing, tonal inflection. It sounds like a conversation. And more importantly, it solves what's called the mental availability problem. You have to be present where the learner is. If they're in the car, you need to be in their ears.
Speaking of being in their ears, something that really caught my eye was voice cloning. Now, Funnel Clarity's whole brand is built on authority. Their instructors are everything.
Authority is their currency. Absolutely.
So, are we saying they can actually clone the voice of their CEO or their lead instructor?
This is a massive leverage point. It addresses the CEO paradox. Clients want to hear from the top expert, but that expert has zero time to record daily content.
Of course.
With voice cloning, the executive records a sample once to train the model. After that, the API can generate daily market thoughts or course updates in that trusted voice.
But doesn't that risk falling into the uncanny valley, you know, where it sounds almost human but just slightly off and it creeps people out?
It's a risk with lower-tier models, for sure. But the Auto Content API focuses on high-fidelity cloning. And just think about the utility. If interest rates spike, a huge market event, the CEO can't spend 4 hours in a recording booth.
No way.
With this, the team types the script, hits the endpoint, and 10 minutes later, the CEO is explaining the new strategy to the entire global sales force. It maintains that human connection without the human time cost.
That speed is compelling. And let's talk about scope. Funnel Clarity isn't just a local shop. They serve banking, technologies, a sec. These are global industries.
Which brings us to one of the most aggressive growth strategies available here, instant globalization. The API supports over 50 languages.
50 language. Okay, hold on. I know automated translation. It's usually clunky. If I'm trying to teach consultative sales in Japanese and the AI botches the politeness levels, I look like an idiot. How good is this really?
That's the critical question. This isn't just swapping words like Google Translate from 10 years ago. The API uses large language models to understand the context of the sales advice before it even starts translating.
Ah, okay.
Then it resynthesizes the audio. So take their inside sales course. Right now, maybe it's only in English. With one API workflow, that text is transcribed, translated, and resynthesized into Spanish, German, Japanese audio.
And we're talking about actual audio assets, not just subtitles.
Correct. Native language audio. Suddenly, Funnel Clarity's total addressable market, their TAM, just multiplies overnight.
Yeah.
They can enter the Japanese banking training market without hiring a single local voice actor.
That really changes the calculus on expansion. Okay, so that covers the internal side, making the training better, more accessible. But they're a business, they need leads.
Right. Let's look at their website. They have those Let's Talk sections, case studies.
Which are crucial for conversion, but let's be real, they can be a bit dry.
Exactly. In this day and age, people don't just want to read text on a landing page. They expect video. The API has an endpoint called Video Create Shorts. Funnel Clarity could set this up to crawl their landing pages and automatically generate 60 to 90 second explainer videos for every single service they offer.
Wait, walk me through that. It reads the case studies page and just makes a
Yeah,
video.
it scripts it based on the text, it selects an avatar, it generates the audio, and it syncs the lips. It builds the whole thing.
And why does that matter for the bottom line? Is it just for show?
It's not just flashy, it's algorithmic. Two words, dwell time. It's a huge Google ranking factor. If someone stays on your page to watch a video, Google thinks, hey, this page is valuable. The sources say pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
53 times. Okay, that is a stat you just can't ignore. But I have to ask about these avatars. You mentioned a faceless channel stratable.
Yes.
Now, I have a face for radio, so the idea of an avatar doing my TikToks definitely appeals to my vanity and my wallet. But do they actually work for a professional brand like Funnel Clarity?
They do because you're optimizing for the platform.
Yeah.
On TikTok or YouTube Shorts, people are used to these quick informational bursts. The API creates vertical videos with AI avatars, a professional woman, a casual speaker, whatever fits the brand. You don't need a human on camera every day.
And the cost difference has to be just massive.
It's staggering. To produce one of those videos, manually hiring an editor, maybe an actor, you're looking at, what, $50 to $300 per video?
Per video. And if you're trying to post daily, that's thousands of dollars a month.
Exactly. The API does it for roughly 400 credits. That's about 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
That allows for what the sources call creative testing at scale. You can just throw spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks because the spaghetti is basically free. You can test hundreds of ideas to find what goes viral. You can't do that when every video costs $300.
Now, there's another part of marketing where speed isn't just nice, it's necessary. The sources mention newsjacking.
Yes, this is all about relevance.
So let's say there's a slump in tech sales. It's a headline, everyone's talking about it. Usually, a company like Funnel Clarity would call a meeting, draft a blog post, get it approved, and maybe publish it 3 days later.
By which point, the news cycle has completely moved on.
Yeah.
You missed the wave. But with the API, you can automate this. The system has real-time social intelligence. It can monitor platforms like X or Reddit, listening for trending topics in the sales world.
Okay, so walk me through the timeline. It's 9:00 a.m., tech sales slump starts trending. What happens?
At 9:01 a.m., the API detects the sentiment people are panicking about quotas. It triggers a deep research agent. This agent doesn't just guess, It scrapes 5 or 6 live news articles and financial reports to analyze why it's trending.
Wow.
By 9:03 a.m., it has a script offering Funnel Clarity's unique perspective. By 9:05 a.m., you have a rendered video with an avatar and subtitles ready to post.
That is incredible. So while competitors are still brewing their second cup of coffee and scheduling a meeting, Funnel Clarity has already published a video and is owning the conversation.
Speed is a feature. In the attention economy, the first one to add value wins. This positions them as the go-to source during market shifts.
You mentioned deep research there, and I want to double-click on that. Funnel Clarity produces a lot of thought leadership ebooks, white papers. That requires serious brain power. Can an API really do that without just hallucinating facts?
That is a critical distinction. We're not talking about a standard chatbot that's just predicting the next word. The deep research endpoint uses agents that browse the live web.
So it's not a closed data set?
No, it's looking at the Financial Times, at SEC.gov, at reputable industry reports. It validates the data. For Funnel Clarity, this is huge. They could set up a recurring task like scan for new competitors in SaaS sales every 24 hours.
And what do they get? A text file?
They could. Or using the audio endpoint, they could generate a daily briefing podcast for their clients. Imagine offering a premium daily market watch that's completely automated but deeply researched. It moves them from being just a training company to an intelligence partner.
That feeds directly into programmatic SEO or PSEO. Now, I know a bit about this and it's a minefield. The idea is to create thousands of pages to capture search traffic, right? Like sales training in Austin, sales training in Boston.
Exactly.
But Google hates that. They call it thin content. If you just copy-paste the same text and swap the city name, you get penalized into oblivion. So how does this API fix that?
It fixes it with mixed media. Google penalizes duplicate text. But if you use the Auto Content API, you can generate unique multimedia for each of those 5,000 pages.
Give me an example. What does the sales training in Austin page look like?
The API scrapes specific economic data for Austin. It generates a unique 500-word guide about the tech sales climate there. Then it creates a city guide audio track where the AI hosts discuss selling in Texas. Then it makes a top 5 tips for Austin sales reps video.
So every single page is actually rich, unique content.
Exactly. It signals high quality to search engines. And with the WordPress plugin mentioned in the sources, they could inject this content directly, automating the whole publishing process. They could launch 5,000 unique, high-value pages in a weekend.
The economics of this are just mind-bending. We touched on the video cost, but what about podcasts? I know how much it costs to make the show. It is not cheap.
The unit economics are the driver here. A manual podcast episode can cost anywhere from, $150 to $500 minimum. And that's if you're being scrappy. The API cost, between 10 cents and 2 euros.
10 cents, I mean, that's a greater than 99% cost reduction.
It is. And that cost reduction allows for long-tail strategies. Usually, you only make content for big topics because it's expensive. You need mass appeal to justify a $500 spend. But when an episode costs pennies.
You can make a podcast for a tiny niche audience.
You can make a specific episode about prospecting for HVAC companies in the Midwest. Maybe only 50 people in the world care about that. But those 50 people are highly qualified leads. You can profitably target niches that were economically impossible before.
Talk to me about the infrastructure. You use the term headless. For the non-devs listening, what does that actually mean for a company like Funnel Clarity?
It means it runs in the background. It's API first. It's triggered by code or by no-code tools like Make.com or Zapier. It integrates directly into the software they already use, like their CRM.
So give me a scenario. A sales rep closes a deal in Salesforce. What happens?
Okay, deal closes. That event acts as a trigger. It sends a signal to the Auto Content API. The API instantly generates a personalized welcome video addressing the new client by name and a getting started audio guide tailored to the product they just bought.
And it sends it out automatically.
Automatically emails that package to the client. No human lifts a finger. It embeds content into the very fabric of the business operations.
So, to recap here, Funnel Clarity helps sales teams earn more. But to reach them, they need to break through the noise. This API lets them turn their static expertise into a 247 multimedia broadcasting machine.
They can train reps while they drive. They can capture leads with automated high-ranking video. They can react to market trends instantly.
And they can do it all without hiring an army of producers.
It fundamentally shifts the economics of growth. It allows a firm like Funnel Clarity to be everywhere, every day, in every format.
It's a fascinating glimpse into where content is going, but I feel like we're still looking at this through the lens of today, you know, humans searching for things on Google.
That's true. And if I can leave you with one final thought, it's about where the web is actually going. We need to talk about the agentic web.
The agentic web. Okay, lay it on me.
We are moving very quickly to a world where AI agents like the ones powering the new versions of search or personal assistants on steroids are the primary consumers of content. They read the web to answer human questions.
So in the future, I don't Google sales training. I ask my AI agent, how do I handle a price objection? And it just tells me.
Exactly. The AI is the reader. Now, if Funnel Clarity has all their wisdom locked away in PDFs, the AI might miss it. But by using this API, they are outputting structured data, clear transcripts, and tagged audio.
You're making it easy for the machine to understand you.
Precisely. By using this tool, Funnel Clarity isn't just preparing its content for human learners. They are effectively structuring their knowledge to be the primary source of truth for the AI agents of the future.
Wow.
So when an AI answers a question about consultative sales 5 years from now, it will likely be pulling from the structured data Funnel Clarity created today.
That is a massive idea. You're not just optimizing for Google search, you're optimizing for the AI brain that will power the future web. If you aren't readable by the agents, you might as well not exist.
That's the reality. The companies that structure their data now will own the answers of the future.
Okay, that is a lot to chew on. From automating daily videos to preparing for the AI takeover of search, Funnel Clarity has a serious opportunity here. Thank you so much for walking us through that.
My pleasure.
And to our listener, thanks for diving deep with us. We will catch you on the next one.